With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump hopes the U.S. and Iran can come to an agreement very quickly.
When it comes to striking a deal with Iran on its nuclear program, the president said he hopes that can happen over the next month. He said a failure to do so will result in steep consequences.
We have to make a deal, otherwise it's going to be very traumatic. Very traumatic. I don't want that to happen, but we have to make a deal.
The president held White House talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu this past week and said he had insisted to the prime minister that negotiations with Iran needed to continue. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Julie Walker wants to know how about the investigation into Nancy Guthrie's disappearance and the search for clues.
A lot of activity from the FBI and the Pima County Sheriff, but little in the way of official updates in the search for Nancy Guthrie. Friday night, law enforcement blocking off a road 2 miles from the Arizona home of the missing mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie. A parade of official vehicles, including forensics, coming and going, even towing a Range Rover from a nearby Culver's restaurant. Guthrie was last seen January 31st when she was dropped at home by family. Meanwhile, authorities continue searching for her. I'm Julie Walker.
Wendy's is closing several hundred U.S. restaurants and increasing its focus on value after a weaker than expected fourth quarter.
The Dublin, Ohio-based company said that its global same-store sales fell 10% in the October-December period. That was more than Wall Street was expecting. Wendy's said it already closed 28 underperforming U.S. restaurants in the fourth quarter and plans to close between 298 and 358 more in the first half of this year. Like McDonald's, Taco Bell, and other rivals, Wendy's also plans to emphasize value as it tries to win back cost-weary customers.
That's correspondent Ron Taylor reporting. This is SRN News. A new poll asks moms about church.
It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically for moms. Michael Harrington reporting.
Efforts to withdraw taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood are making headway. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of South Carolina's attempt to bar its Medicaid program from reimbursing Planned Parenthood. That decision made it clear that any state may deny state funding for care provided by organizations that perform abortions. At the federal level, Congress has also passed a measure prohibiting Medicaid dollars from going to any clinics to perform the procedure. This is SRN News. Jordan Stoltz has won his second speed skating gold medal of the Milan Cortina Olympics. Bob Agnew reports.
Stoltz picked up gold number 2 by finishing first in the 500 meters, his second race of the Winter Games, and he pulled it off in an Olympic record time. The 21-year-old from Wisconsin was coming off a victory in Wednesday's 1,000 meters, the first of his 4 scheduled individual events in Milan. He's considered a contender for gold in each of those events. His next race is the men's 1,500 on Thursday. Bob Agnew reporting.
The U.S. economy seems to be humming along. The latest government stats report that in January, average wages rose 0.4%, while consumer prices rose 0.2%. Economist Steve Moore with the Unleashed Prosperity Hotline says that means real wages rose in January, following the trend throughout 2025. More details at srnnews.com.